My name is Darren Bridget, and I live in a TIC with my wife and son in Coal Valley. And we've been here for, I think, 5 years now, maybe getting close to six. You know, I'm an actor and in the arts, and my wife is a psychotherapist, and she's a co-director of Haight-Ashbury Psychological Services, which provides psychological services for the essentially like low-fee clients, kind of like the working poor. Yeah, well, we'd always wanted to own a home, and you know, we never had the means. We saved up some money, and we got lucky, and were able to cobble together enough money to put a down payment on a place. The TIC thing, you know, it's just was more affordable. That's basically what it boiled down to. None of us, I think, wanted to be in a TIC forever. The fact that it can go condo is what you're looking for. I actually kind of don't understand the whole idea of a TIC. I wish it would just be a condo or nothing. And that all of the prices in the city for housing or for rent were just way less, or at least in line with what people earn when they're just contributing working people in the city. We would not have considered buying a place with Ellis Act. I mean, firstly, we wouldn't have done it because morally we wouldn't have felt good about it. And we've certainly had, you know, friends and family that have been that we could have been in that situation ourselves. Our experience, though, has been really good. There's four units here. And we've all gotten along really great. I feel like we're really lucky. It's been a good change. My wife had to convince me to do it. I liked the freedom of rent. Although, again, you know, it's hard to have a sense of freedom of rent nowadays when it's so expensive. But I'm glad she did. It's been a great place.